His name was Zechariah, and he was singing. And these were the first words he'd said in months. As he sat in silence for what seemed like an eternity, he couldn't help but think about the words of the prophet Jeremiah, prophesied over 600 years ago, as the prophet watched the city of Jerusalem burn to the ground, and he wrote a lament. In this lament, he said, "It is good for a man to bear the yoke while he is young. Let him sit alone in silence, for the Lord has laid it on him." These words of Jeremiah were supposed to reveal the foolishness and the hastiness of youth and the value of the patience and the wisdom of being elderly. But here Zechariah was, an old man, receiving from the Lord discipline common to youths. For 9 months, he had been unable to speak. Ever since that day, that terrible, incredible, awful in every sense of the word day, he blew it. There's no other way to say it. He blew it. He was a priest of God, a servant of the Almighty. He was supposed to be the go-between between the people and God, and God and the people. And for years he had served as a priest faithfully. For years he had made the sacrifices that were appointed to the Levites, the people that were descended from the first high priest, Aaron. And every year he would go and make those sacrifices in the temple of God itself. But how could he ever show his face in that place again? How could he ever go back? How could he ever appear before the Lord after what had happened? He had been called. He had been chosen. It was his turn to serve. And so while the people outside the holy place were offering prayers to the Lord, he would be inside the holy place, offering incense as a picture of the prayers rising before God Almighty. And though there was pressure in that moment, the pressure of being the priest for the day, it wasn't unfamiliar pressure. No, his hands danced to experience's rhythm, and his lips formed the words that he had said so many times before. But that's when everything went from ordinary to extraordinary. That's when the sanctity and the security and the serenity of this holy sanctuary was rent apart by the appearance of a man. But not just a man, he was a messenger, a holy messenger from the Almighty God, an angel. And though this angel shone with nothing but the reflected glory that he had received from being in God's presence in his throne room, yet even this reflected glory was enough to make Zechariah's sturdy hands tremble and his experienced mouth falter. This was the holiest the holy place had been ever since the glory of the Lord had left it generations before. And this messenger was here not to offer more prayers to God, but instead to give the answer that God had for the people's prayers for generations. An answer that would not come from words or power, but in the form of a baby. Zechariah's baby. This old man was about to have a son, born just like Isaac of old, to a mother who was way too old and way too barren to have a child. And he was going to be a young boy that would be raised like Samuel, who would be devoted to the Lord from when he was just little, whose hair was never to be cut, and whose lips were never to taste wine. And he was going to be a man like the prophet Elijah, with whom the Spirit of the Lord dwelt and spoke through that prophet of old. But this was not going to be an ordinary prophet. He was going to be the forerunner of the Messiah, or in Isaiah's words, a prophet to make ready a people for the Lord. And so you would have thought that out of all the people in the world who could have heard this message that Zechariah, a priest in the holy place of God, offering incense from a literal archangel, would have heard these words and said, "Praise be to God. Thank you for this gift," or something pious like that. But he didn't. Because as soon as Zechariah found his voice, what he said was, "How can I be sure of this?" And that was the last thing he had said for months. And though he had that whole time the ability to see and to hear all the rest of his faculties, the only words he seemed to process were the words from Gabriel that said, "Now you will be silent and not able to speak until the day this happens, because you did not believe my words." You didn't believe. What kind of priest does that make him? What kind of priests does that make us? After all, if you read a little bit further in the New Testament, you'll find that a title the Lord has for us, his believers, is a holy priesthood. The same God that sent the angel has called you. He has chosen you. He has given you this moment as part of your service in the history of the Christian church to be his representative, to stand between the people and God, and to shed that light-giving gospel into the world that he has given to you through his own mouth. And yet, how often don't we find ourselves like shaking and stammering Zechariah? And all we can blurt out is, "How can I be sure of this? How can I be sure that Jesus is really who he says he is? How can I be sure that Jesus was really a real person? How can I be sure that Jesus is really coming back to take me to heaven?" And those are just real questions about our personal faith. This is not even questions about how can I be sure enough in this promise that I would risk telling somebody else about it? How can I be sure enough to endure the sneering and the jeering and the repercussions I know are coming? How can I be sure? We didn't believe. How pathetic. You would have expected, out of all the people in history, out of all the people who have been so blessed with God's word, that we would have heard, and that we would have made the most of this opportunity, that we would have taken advantage of the freedoms that we do have. Just imagine the freedom to worship, the freedom to serve, the freedom to proclaim, and yet how often don't we find ourselves silent? Silent like that shaking and stammering Zechariah. But it's a curious thing that sometimes it takes silence for you to really start to listen. Sometimes it's only when you stop talking that you can really process what's that which is being said to you. And that's where Zechariah found himself. He found himself unable to speak, sitting in silence, and that's when the words that were proclaimed to him grew more and more. And so as he sat there, he found himself reading from the book of Psalms, Psalm 18. It was a psalm written by King David, and the title is "A Psalm for Praise for God, because he has delivered me from all my enemies." And as Zechariah read these words, he found some lines in that psalm that really convicted him. Some lines from King David that said, "The Lord has dealt with me because of my righteousness. Because of my faithfulness, he has done pleasant things for me." And Zechariah looked at himself and said, "That's not me. The Lord has dealt with me, but it's not based on my righteousness. It's based on my doubt and my fear. But then he kept reading, and he found lines that not only convicted him, but lines that gave him hope. Lines about a God who forgives despite sin. Lines about a God that loves despite failures. Lines about a God that remembers, even though we so often forget. Who remembers his promises. Who remembers the promise that he would one day raise up a horn of salvation. One who would deliver the people from their enemies. And so as these two voices echoed in his head and those words swirled around Gabriel's and David's, Zechariah sat in silence and watched as Elizabeth, his wife, would get further and further along in her pregnancy. He would sit in silence and celebrate quietly as his son was born. But as soon as the day came for him to be dedicated, to be named, the question was posed to him, what is his name? Because no one of your relatives is named John. He should be named after you. But Zechariah was not going to follow his wills or desires or his longevity or his name. He was going to follow the Lord. His name is John. At once, the silence was broken, and the promises that had been swirling around in his head burst forth for everyone in the vicinity to hear. At the top of his voice, he shouted, "The Lord remembered." The Lord had remembered him, his people, and his covenant, despite his doubt, despite his fear, despite the sins for his own sins and the sins of his people. There would be a deliverance. The horn of salvation would be lifted high. And his son, his John, was going to be the forerunner. He was going to be the road preparer, the herald of a new kingdom, a kingdom where Zechariah would not have to fear anymore, a kingdom where he and the people could stand in the presence of God, not on their own merit, but on the merit of another, one who would have the light of life in him and show the people the way to true life. And he did. And so that little baby John would grow up to run and proclaim and baptize until one day he too would step aside and point. For there was the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world. There was the horn of salvation to be lifted high on the cross. There was the covenant keeper himself, the sin forgiver, one who would forgive the sins of even us who have the same failings, the same doubts, and the same fears as Zechariah, and the same tendency to ask, how can we be sure of this? And through that horn of salvation lifted high, we too can stand in the presence of God and not be afraid, but instead belong and be certain of that belonging, because this little baby John would not be the only miraculous baby to be born. There was another one coming, and you know him, God's one and only Son, our Savior Jesus. Through his birth, through his life, death, resurrection, all historical facts and realities, we can stand before God with Zechariah and not be silent, as our shame has turned to exaltation, our silence to rejoicing, our scared hearts to confident souls, and our sins completely washed away. His name was Zechariah, a name which in Hebrew means "the Lord remembers." And he was singing. And these were the first words he had said in months. So as he stood there holding his 8-day-old baby, he couldn't help but remember the words of the angel Gabriel spoken to him 9 months earlier. For 9 months he had been unable to speak until this day, this incredible, wonderful, glorious in every sense of the word day. The day the Lord remembered him. The day the Lord remembered his people. The day the Lord remembered you. So sing, people of God, sing the song of Zechariah. For just like for the people of old, there has been a horn of salvation lifted high for you, and you can with confidence and without fear stand before your Lord, for he has come to deliver you. Amen.